You're right.
I'm hardly up to telephone.
Now, in Parshas Lech Lecha, we find the following. As you all know, on a daily basis, three times a day in Shmon Esrei, we end the first bracha with Magen Avram. This is all based on our parsha, and the Gemara in Brachos derives this from Parshas Lech Lecha. The Gemara says the following. So again, let me just go through the bracha. You all know the bracha by heart. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And finally, we end the bracha with Bracha to Hashem again Avraham. Okay. So we're going to try to understand why that bracha, the first bracha of Shmon Esrei, completes itself with Magen Avraham. So let's start with the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Tfilos Avos Tiknum. Avram Tiken Tfilos Shachris, Yitzchak Tiken Tfilos Mincha, Yaakov Tiken Tfilos Arvis. Okay. So we begin to understand why the opening Brach of Shmon Esrei should mention the three Avos, because they were the ones who were Mesaken, those three Tfilos. However, why the Takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah that the Bracha Rishona, the first bracha, should end with Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avraham. Now, let's read the psukim here at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha with Rashi. Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetcha be'beis avicha l'artz asher areka v'escha l'goy gadol v'avarchecha.
There's four things. It's four separate things.
So Rashi says the following: Veschal legoy gadol, zeu sheomrim Elokei Avraham, vavarechecha zeu sheomrim Elokei Yitzchak, vagadlo shemecha zeu sheomrim Elokei Yaakov. Yachal, I might think you chosmim bekulam, that just like in the bracha we mention all three of us, we should complete the bracha and mention all three of us. Talmud lomer veheyei bracha. Those last two words of HaKadosh Baruch veheyei bracha represent a promise, becha chosmim velo behem, that we will conclude the bracha with you, Avram, and not with the other two of us. So we see that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah made a takana to mention on a daily basis the first bracha in Shmon Esrei, this promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Avraham Avinu. And this promise is given, is granted in the footsteps of the first great nisayon, the first trial of Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Now, what is the connection between Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, that great challenge, which Avraham Avinu has to leave his home and go to the land, and this bracha, which is incorporated now by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah into our daily prayers? And he says the following: when we are coming to pray to God and ask Him for our needs, we want to mention a great zechus. Who are we? You know, what merit, what benefit do we have? You know, what station do we have? So we mention the avos. And we mention the fact that God, you have promised to Avraham Avinu, v'eschol goy gadol, etc., etc., meaning that your descendants from the three avos will be granted great zechuyot, great merits. So that's what we want to mention Anfang, you know, from the beginning of our tefillos, that we really have zchuyot, and now we want to end the bracha. So we end the bracha with the name of Avraham Avinu Magen Avraham. Why? Because this promise was given to Avraham. So we're mentioning Avraham, and we're also mentioning the avos, but the main signature here is Avraham. Okay. Now, let's understand why the three brachos rishonos of Shmona Esrei are keneged, they correspond to the three avos. In other words, until this point in our conversation, we've been talking about only the first bracha. And we mention Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now we have a Shiboli Aleket. Shiboli Aleket was one of the Rishonim. You know, he lived like 800 years ago. And he writes the following. Kishenitzol Avra Meur Kazdin. When God saved Avram from the fires of Kazdin, Paschu Malachi Asharis V'Omru, the angels in heaven declared, Baruch Atah Hashem, how great is God, Magen Avram. Magen means he protected, he saved Avram Avinu. Kishenekad Yitzchak Avinu Al Gabi Mizbeach, he says, when Yitzchak experienced the Akedah, this is all part of the Shiboli Aleket, V'hoya Afaro Mushlach Al Har Hamoria. Okay, this is complicated. Not physically, but metaphysically, Yitzchak was actually brought as a korban, and his remains were burnt on the Mizbeach, and his Afer, you know, the ashes that were left over were spread over Har Moriah. Miyad Hevi Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tal. Now this Tal, which we translated into English as dew, is something metaphysical, supernatural. And with this dew, which fell on the ashes of Yitzchak, Hichya Oso, it resurrected him. I think in a different discussion, maybe you remember this, we spoke about a pasuk in Tanakh that indicates that God will resurrect the dead with dew. Lefichach Omar David. David says, "Kital chermon sheyored al haret Zion." And what is this tal that falls on the Har Zion, which is the Har Moriah? Is tal shehichyabo Yitzchak Avinu? Miad pasku malachi asharis v'omru baruch ata Hashem mechayei ameisim. So that second bracha corresponds to Yitzchak. Kishibo Yaakov Avinu upaga b'shari shamayim. Like this is the famous dream in which Yaakov Avinu sees the ladder going up to shamayim. Is Yaakov Avinu hikdish shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that he woke up from the dream and he designated this place as a mizbeach to Hashem. And that was a public statement about God. Is miad poschu malach yashos v'omru baruch ata Hashem akel hakadosh. So that kedushas Hashem, which is reflected in the third bracha, is attributed to Yaakov Avinu when he woke up from the dream. So we can summarize the following. In the first bracha, which corresponds to Avram Avinu, because that's a bracha that was given to Avram Avinu after he, Avram Avinu, successfully lived up to the challenge of the first of the 10 tribulations. Havtocha Shevtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu, and God, as a result of Avram's greatness, he promises Avram Avinu that his children will mention the schus of the Avos, of Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And then God adds Ve'yei Bracha, that the Chasima will be Magen Avraham. And all that is incorporated into the first of the three brachos. Then we have the second bracha, which is Keneged Yitzchak, and the third Keneged Yaakov. But now we want to understand the following. What does it mean Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov? What is the deeper meaning in that phrase? He says the following. When Moshe Rabbeinu was sent on his mission to bring the people out of Egypt, in the first meeting in which he was appointed as the emissary of God at the Sneh, at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Vayomar, God presents himself. He introduces himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Anochi Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So this triple phrase, which we use and Anshe Knesset will establish in the first bracha, is really taken directly from the Torah, word for word, in the parasha of the Sneh. And then Hashem turns to Moshe, again the next pasuk in the Sneh, and he says, Kotomar El Bnei Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, this is what you should tell the people, God, the Father of your fathers, the God of your fathers, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Shlachani Aleichem. And then it says, Leman Yaminu, when he gives him the osos, right? So he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Leman Yaminu, the people will believe, Ki Nira Eilech Hashem, that God appeared to you, and who is this God? Elokei Avosam, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So over and over again, the Torah uses this language that's made up of three phrases, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Now, why does God have to repeat the word Elokei three times? Couldn't he have just said Elokei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov? And God promises Avraham Avinu Ve'yei Bracha B'chach Osmin V'lo Behem. Why was Avraham so chashuv that he would have the chasima? And if you think about it, Avraham Avinu, when he presents his credentials, this is at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, he says, V'anochi Afar Va'efer. And Hashem says, if you say, Anochi Afar Va'efer, I'm like the dust in the ground, is Yachtemu Es HaBracha B'Shimcha. That the closing bracha of the first bracha of Shmon Esrei will be in your name. So he asks the following question, the name of the Megal. He says, Makshin, Hallo Yosef Tov Shahayu Chosmi Bekulam. Would it make more sense that we should end the bracha with all three of us? Why? Because our zchuyot, our merits, would be that much enhanced by the fact that we are the children not only of Avram, but also of Yitzchak and of Yaakov. That we aspire to be like all the of us. Why is it that we focus exclusively in the Chasimas HaBracha on Avram? So once again, just to repeat these two questions. Number one, we're asking why Hashem had to say Elokei three times. And number two, what is the special status of Avram Avinu that B'chach Osmin below B'kulam? We're going to start with an insight of the Tzemach Tzadik, and he quotes the Oev Yisrael. In Shmon Esrei, we mention the name Yaakov. Elokei Yaakov. Why? Why don't we say Elokei Yisrael? Like the Pasuk says, Vayomer lo Elokim, Shimcha Yaakov, lo yikare Shimcha od, ki im Yisrael yeshmecha. Vayikra Shmo Yisrael. So we have a third question now. Question number one, why it says Elokei three times? Question number two, why B'chach Osmin with Avram? And question number three, why is the name Yaakov mentioned and not Yisrael? So the Gemara tells us in Brachos that the name Yaakov was not completely
erased.
As a matter of fact, in the case of Avram, the Torah went out of its way to say no one is going to call him Avram, it's going to be Avraham. But in the case of, you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But in the case of Yaakov, you know, really Yaakov is given a second name, an additional name, not to replace and undermine the first name. And Rashi says, "Hare Matzidu Shekra'o HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov." Even after the episode with the Sarah Shel Esav and Lo Yikare Shimcha Yaakov, God continues to call Yaakov by the name Yaakov. For example, towards the end of the Chumash, it says, Vayomer Lakim Li Yisrael Maral Saila, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, Vayomer Hinemi. So we see that the name Yaakov still persists even after he was given the name Yisrael. But then, why does the Torah or the Anshei Knesset Gedola establish that we should mention Dafka, the name Yaakov, in the first Brach? So the Abdur Rav says the following. If you look at this phrase, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov, there are the sum total of 26 letters. That 26 always represents Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why Yud Kei Vav Kei? And he says the following, La'orer Midas Harachamim, Yudkei Vavkei is the name of God when God embellishes himself, so to speak, or manifests himself in rachamim, in compassion. If they would say Elokei Yisrael, there would be 27 letters. One letter would be missing. But again, we're still left with a little bit of a perhaps less than satisfying answer. I mean, that's very technical. There must be something more fundamental, more profound. So he adds the following. That Rashi says, V'agadlo shmecha, right, the third part of that three-part bracha that Avraham Avinu got, was a reference to Yaakov Avinu. Rashi says, Zeu she'omrim Elokei Yaakov. So again, HaKadosh Baruch says to Avraham, Agadlo shmecha, your name will be great. And what does that mean? That they'll say Elokei Yaakov. Well, the name Yisrael is much more chashuv, that has a greatness to it. Why Vagadlo Shmecha Elokei Yaakov? Now, in the case of Avram, as we mentioned before, God adds the letter He to his name. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yisrael. We don't say Avram without the He, we say Avraham, because that's the highest level. And in the case of Yaakov, the highest level is Yisrael. So why choose the name Yaakov? But the answer is because Yaakov will be mashlim the number 26 letters, and that will invoke the midah of rachamim of Yudkei Vavkei. So now we have the Agadlo Shmecha. Rashi says, Hareini Mosif Os Al Shmecha She'arach Shav Shimcha Avram Mikan V'elich Avraham. So now Hashem adds a hey to Avraham's name. So that's the Agadlo Shmecha. Now you're going to be called Avraham. And Rashi says, Zeu she'omrim Elokei Yaakov. And why? Because the number 26, as we mentioned before. So now, getting back to the Tzemach Tzadik that we mentioned before, if you look in the Haftorah, for Parshas Lech Lecha from Yeshaya Novi, the pasuk says, "Loma Tomar Yaakov v'tadaber Yisrael, Mister Adrachai Mehashem." So the Novi here is alluding to the fact that we have this question: "Loma Tomar Yaakov? Why should your name be Yaakov?" Meaning, why do we mention Yaakov in Atfilos? Elokei Yaakov. We should have said Vatidaber Yisrael. So we want to mention Elokei Yaakov and not Elokei Yisrael. The only answer that the Novi could give to this question, Loma Tomar Yaakov, is Nistra Darchai Hashem, Mehashem. What is Hashem? Hashem is Yudkei Vavkei. And the answer is that if we would mention the name Yisrael and say Elokei Yisrael, then Nistra, we would be concealing Darkei, the Derech of Hashem, of Yudkei Vavkei. So in order to indicate the Derech of Hashem, which is Yudkei Vavkei Midas Arachamim, we need Elokei Yaakov, you know, to get the number 26, which is the Gematria of Yudkei Vavkei. Now he quotes another sefer which is called the Rashi B'Samim. I'm not familiar with that sefer. And he says, why do we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? In order to get to 26 letters. And he says that David HaMelech in Tehillim, chapter 124, Shir HaMalos, the David, Lulei Yudkei Vavkei Shehayoli Yomar No Yisrael. What does that mean? Lulei Yudkei Vavkei Shehayolanu Yomar No Yisrael. So this sefer says the following. What he means is that if we would say Elokei Yisrael, then Lulei Yudkei Vavkei, we would never get to Yudkei Vavkei, because Elokei Yisrael is going to be mashlim to 27 letters, and we need 26 letters. Okay.
Didn't he also have a third name? Yaakov had another name besides Yaakov in Israel?
Yes, Yeshua.
Yeah, Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Ah, Okay, so you want to say Elokei Yeshurun. That's maybe you're making the problem even more complicated. So let's see if we can. So far, by the way, Yeshurun wouldn't help us to get the Yud Kei Vav Kei of Chavav. You know what I'm saying? Okay. This keeps going black, so that's why I'm sorry. He says, let's understand the significance of alluding to God's name Yud Kei Vav Kei at the beginning of our tefillos. And he quotes Rabbeinu Bechai in Parashas Vayechi at the end of Sefer Bereishis. B'shosha kolal Yisrael, b'shosha klal Yisrael, b'madrega nemucha, when they're on a lower level, heim nikroim b'shem Yaakov, u'ksheheim b'madrega gvoa, nikroim b'shem Yisrael. And therefore, Yeshayo HaNavi, when he says, v'lo osi karasa Yaakov, ki yagata bi Yisrael, what does this mean? Apostle Yeshayo HaNavi.
Where is Israel? I'm Israel called Yaakov.
It's rare. I mean, we're not called Yaakov, we're called Yisrael. Right.
So we're always on a higher level.
We're always on that higher level because we aspire to reach the highest level. So it's very odd that when we're mentioning Yaakov in that field three times daily, we don't choose his name Yisrael, which is a higher level. So we said the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now he's adding another point. V'lo osi karasa Yaakov ki yagata bi Yisrael. Yomar kishaata Yaakov v'nimshach achar achomer v'yiske aguf. So the name Yaakov is appropriate when he's involved in material objects. Lo osi karasa. Then you're not calling out to God. Aval ki yagata bi, when you're working very hard to reach God, v'shtadalto be'iske ha'nefesh, and you're totally dedicated to spiritual matters, ata nikra Yisrael. So once again, this is another proof, another expression of the fact that Yisrael is a much more spiritual, a lofty name than Yaakov. Okay. Now he says the following. Yoyer einenu lahavin atam shechoshuv kol kach lirmos eshem yid kevavke al shmo shel Yaakov. Why wouldn't it be sufficient to say Elokei Yisrael? Because we need a remez, at least, that we're mentioning the name Yud Kevavke. If we would have said Elokei Yisrael, hayim eshtabeh bekach, ki rakim klal Yisrael madrega gvoa b'pchinas Yisrael heim ru'uyim shikabal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefilosa. If we would introduce ourselves as the children of Elokei Yisrael, we'd be putting ourselves into a pretty serious bind. Why? Because if we don't live up to the highest, loftiest level, which is the b'china of Yisrael, then what rights do we have to come in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei without merits that we are descendants of Yisrael? We don't act, we don't behave on that level of Yisrael. So if we want to claim in front of Hashem that we are Re'uyim Lekabel Es Tfiloseim, that God should accept our prayers, then we should mention the lower level of Yaakov Avinu. Because perhaps we can ask Hashem that on our level, you would still bestow upon us great gifts and sustain us under the name Elokei Yaakov. So we use Elokei Yaakov now for two reasons. First of all, because it's the gematria of Havaya of 26. And second, not exactly gematria, but it's the number of osios. And number two, that we want to claim that we are Bnei Yaakov, and we have the merit of Yaakov. We couldn't say that we are Bnei Elokei Yisrael because we don't have the merits of Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept that tefilos even though we're at the level of Yaakov. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu v'eschol goy gadol zeu sha'omrim Elokei Avraham v'avarechecha zeu sha'omrim Elokei Yisrael kagal l'shmecha zeu Elokei Yaakov. And all this is to prove, is to promise that even if your children are not going to reach the ultimate ideal level of Yisrael, but they're only on the level of Yaakov, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yikra Eshmo Aleihem, God will attach his name with a capital N to these, to the Jewish people, because of Elokei Yaakov, and God will have compassion on them because they are Elokei Yaakov, with the remez of the number of Osios corresponding to Havaya, which is the Midas HaRachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is hence we want to add this phrase Elokei Yaakov instead of Elokei Yisrael, because we're asking Hashem to embrace us and have compassion on us, even if we're only on the level of Elokei Yaakov, which is the lower level. It's not the same as Elokei, as Elokei Yisrael. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe at the snare that he is going to redeem the people of Israel. Moshe responds, "Vayomer Moshe al Elokim, Hinei Anochi Bo el Bnei Yisrael v'Amarti Lahem Elokei Avoseihem, or Avoseihem, I should say, Shlachani Aleichem V'Amru Li Mashmo Ma'u Ma'u Aleihem." They're going to ask me, "Who is this God? What's his name?" And I don't know what to answer to him. Now, this pasuk has the following words in it, and these words are consecutive. It says, Li Ma Shmo Ma. Again, we're taking four words out of context, but they are consecutive in the Torah. Li Ma Shmo Ma. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that he's going to come to Klal Yisrael, they're in the Memtesh Shari Tuma, they'll say Ma Shmo. How can I awaken them? How can I arouse them? So that in Mirtz Hashem, they'll get the Midas HaRachamim. See, I'm afraid to shut this off because I'm going to lose the... And he says the following. He says, when the people of Israel, in that low state of Mitzrayim, are going to say Mashamo, it's going to be a tremendous challenge to try to awaken them, and the only possible way I can do this is by teaching them the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Now, if you look at the same phrase that we focused on, four words that are consecutive, are Li Ma Shemo Ma, you will see that what's called Sofei Tevos, meaning the last letter in each of these four words, forms Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And basically what Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to say is that Klal Yisrael are going to need a very heavy dosage of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, of Midas HaRachamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Moshe, and he says, Koto Maral B'nei Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov Shlachani Aleichem. Which means that it's true. You yourself are not Roy. You, the Jewish people are not Ru'uyim for Ge'ula. But you are Ru'uyim, you're great candidates for Rachamim. And why is that? Because you have Zchus Avos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, V'escho l'goy gadol v'avarechecho v'agad lo shmecho. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mention the Agad L'Shmecha that he promised to Avraham Avinu? Because Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And Yaakov is going to be the lower level. But if you add all the letters together, you get to the number 26. And that 26 letters is only if you have the name Yaakov, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havtocha to Avram was that I will give merits and bestow great things on your descendants, even if they only reach the level of Elokei Yaakov. They're on a lower level. The Afal Pisha Einam Re'uyim L'Rachamim Mitzaratz. They don't really deserve Rachamim, but they have Zchus Avos. David Amel says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lulei Yudkei Vovkei Shehoyoli Shehoyolanu Yomar No Yisrael, which means the following: Lulei Havaya, which is the Midah of Rachamim, Shehoyolanu is Afiluk Sha'anu B'Madregen Emucha. We're going to have a Midas HaRachamim even when on a low level. And we're on the level of Bechinas Yaakov, is nevertheless Yomar No Yisrael. So we're going to say Elokei Yisrael. If we would say Elokei Yisrael, then we'd have to be on that Madriga of Yisrael. So I'm trying to get to the next page. If somebody would be kind enough to see if Simcha is there, I mean, maybe he came to the Beis Medrash, that would be great help. Thanks, Doc, if you don't mind. So the pasuk says, "Lulei Hashem shayalanu bekum aleinu adam azay chaim blauni," and he's saying the following: HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael that the name Yudkei Vavkei of Midas HaRachamim has 26 letters to it, and therefore Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, which has 26 letters to it, even if you're only on the Madrega of Elokei Yaakov, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachamim. Okay. Now, we go on in the bracha, and it says, "V'zocher chazdei avos, u'mevi goel ivnei v'neihem, l'man shemo b'yavo."
Not
yet. Sorry. And he says the following: we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Geula to Klal Yisrael because of the following integration or synthesis of two elements. Number one, Zocher Chazdei Avos, and number two, Leman Shemo B'Yavo. What are these two elements and why do they give you a Zchus that now Hashem will bring the Geula? So at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, Vayomer Ki Yad Al Kes Ka Milchamol Hashem Bamalek Midor Dor, Rashi says that the name Yud Kei, which is really half of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, is that as long as Amalek are in existence, Ein Hashem Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Sholeh. So two letters are omitted from God's name. And what are those letters? Vav Kei, right? It says Yud Kei, that's what appears. But Vav Kei is omitted. Now, if you take a look at the word Geula, you'll see that it's made up, if you split it, of Gaal and Vav Hei. Correct? Gaal and Vav Hei. It means that the Geula will be in the Zchus of returning those two letters, Vav Kei, to the name of Hashem. All we have now is the Yud Kei. When we are mispalel to Hashem, and we mention Zchus Avos, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, we have to remember that there are 26 letters, which means the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And what we're doing is we're trying to implement a process of what we call Mashlimim Es Hashem. We're trying to get to the point where Yud Kei is joined to Vav Kei to make the entire name of God, to complete the name of God. So that's why we say Elokei Avraham, etc., which has 26 letters. So now we begin to understand why the Anshei Knesset Gedolah established in the first bracha that it should be corresponding to Avraham Avinu, because we want to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And this is the Nusach that has 26 letters in it that correspond to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he writes the following: Yesh B'Nusach HaZeh Chof Vav Osios K'mispar Hashem B'chol Dalid Osios Sof. But what does that mean? Kimispar Hashem Bechol Dalid Osiosov. Anybody have any clue?
He's saying if you have the full name, 26, this is, if you have the not a partial name, Yud K by itself, but the full name, then you have 26.
As opposed to Yud K, which is only 15.
Right.
Now we say Umevi Goel Livnei V'nehem. So Livnei V'nehem means we're mentioning the Avos. That's called Schus Avos. And we've already mentioned the Avos in the previous phrase of Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov. And that made up 26 letters. And God is going to bring about the Geula to the children and the descendants of the Avos, Laman Shmo B'Ava. And what does it mean, Laman Shmo B'Ava? It means the shame, Yud Ke Vav Ke, which is hinted at or alluded to in the three Avos, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So when the Pasuk says at the end again of Vishalach, going back to that Pasuk again, Vayomer Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, Milchamol Hashem Amalek Midar Da, Rashi says that the name Yud Ke Vav Ke is mentioned here. Again, Rashi says, it says, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka.
Half a name.
Right, that's only half a name. Because Amalek is
still out there.
Is still out there, right? He exists and he's powerful, he's a force, he's an adversary. He's Ein Hashem Shalim, and we have to remove the letters Vav Ke. Now, if we're hoping to be mispal v'schus ha'avos, that's Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov at the beginning of Shmon Esrei, and that equals 26 letters, then what we're doing is we're being mashlim the name Bidalid Osiosav. In other words, instead of getting only two letters out of God's name, which are made up of four letters, we're going to get four letters, because those four letters equal 26, and that's what Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov equals. Now, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola established in the Bracha Rishona that it should be corresponding to Avraham, and we want to mention that which God promised at the very beginning of creation, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And this Nusach has 26 letters, which is the full name of Hashem. Therefore, we have to add Umevi Goel Livnei V'nehem, Leman Shmo B'Ava, which means Ki B'Schus Hazkaras HaAvos B'Chof Vav HaOsios. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goel Livnei V'nehem Leman Shmo B'Ava Hainu B'Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei HaRamuz Bishloshes Ha'avos. So he says now, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram, and this is a kiyum of God's promise, Ve'yei Bracha, B'chach Osmin V'lo Bahem, is even though we mentioned that B'chach Osmin V'lo Bahem, what does that mean? The Mishnah says, "Al shloshet dvarim halo omed al haTorah v'al avod v'al gmius chasadim." The Zohar says, "Al haTorah zu Yaakov al havoda da Yitzchak and gmius chasadim da Avraham." So Avram represents a dedication to Gemilas Chasodim, and we see that in the Parash Vachnosas Orchim in next week's Parasha. So we have Torah, and that's Yaakov Avinu. He was learning for 14 years in Beis Shevaever. We have Avodas Yitzchak. He was the Karman. And then we have Chesed, which is a reference to Avram, because he was involved and dedicated to Chesed. So Rashi says the following at the beginning of Lech Lecha: Yochel Yuchos Mibekulon. I might think that the Chasimas Hagolus Tia Bischus Midosom Shel Kol Shloshes Avos. Sha'avdu es Hashem ba'amuda Torah ba'amuda Avoda ubi'amud Gemilas Chasadim Talmud Lomer ve'yei Bracha be'chakos min v'lo behem. Shechasimas Hagolus Tia bi'ikar bischus midosav shel Avram Avinu Gemilas Chasadim etc. Sheyasku behem, which means that if the people will follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu and dedicate themselves to Gemilas Chasadim, then we deserve Vayei Bracha B'cha Chosmin the Chasima of Avraham Avinu. So again, there are three pillars on which the Torah, the world stands, and one of them is the pillar of Gemilas Chasadim. That's the pillar of Avraham Avinu. And now we want to get that Gemilas Chasadim here as a Becha Chosma Bekulam. And what it means is the follow, that originally we mentioned in the first bracha that bracha corresponds to Avraham Avinu, and Avtocha to Avraham Avinu of Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov, all of which should be integrated into Atfilos. And we add the letters together, we get 26, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And now we add Vezocher Chasdei Avos. We remember the Chesed of the Avos. And then Mevi Goel Livnei V'nei M'man Shmo B'Ava. In the Zchus of the Avos, just one second. In the Zchusim of the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the ultimate redemption, Laman Shemo. Laman Shemo means because he completes the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which was incomplete, and now it's the Mid of Chesed, the Mid of Ava, the Mid of Sarachamim of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So in the Zchusim of Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the Geula, Laman Shemo, Shehishlim bi'ava, and therefore the chasima, the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Magen Avram, is a chasimas hagolus, and we're talking about the ultimate gulu, and that will take place bischus midosav shel Avram gmilus chasodin. So all this is inherent in the post, in the tefillah of Mevi Goel if they have Laman Shemo Biava. Meaning, who is the Biava here? Who is the paradigm of Gemilas Chasadim? It's none other than Avram. So we want to complete this bracha by mentioning Avram, so that in his chus, if we follow in the footsteps of Avram and we are also Gomli Chasadim, then we should be zocher to the geula. Now, just one more point here before I let you go. And again, I apologize for the technical difficulty here. It would have been a lot easier if somebody would have helped me either in my computer at home, but that was at 5 a.m., or the computer here in the office. And when we say Mevi Goel if Nevenehem in the first bracha, and that we're saying is corresponds to Avraham Avinu, this makes sense in the light of the Ramban. The Ramban says Vayavar Avram Ba'aretz Ad Makom Shechem. Says the Ramban, we have a principle called Maisa Avos Sima Lebanin. Omar Lecha Klal V'Tavino So Bechol Parshiel Sabos Be Inyan Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov Ahu Inyan Gadol. His kiru rabosenu b'derech tzara, v'amru kol masha iruli avos simon lebanim. Are you familiar with that phrase? Maisa avos simon lebanim. L'chein The Torah therefore gives us all details, says the Rabban, about the Masos, the Chafiros, the Beiros, and many other episodes in the life, in the lives of the Avos. Because if we study those episodes as they're recorded in the Torah, we will get a picture of what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. So the toelis of all these details about the Avos is the Lamed Ala Os, is to teach us something about the future. So we don't look for, you know, crystal balls or anything like that. Instead, we look into the parashiyos of the Avos, the various episodes, and we know that this is what's going to bring the ultimate Geula. Okay, Rabosei, so we'll stop here. I'm trying to think where we're up to here. We're about 3/4 of the way down. I keep after moving this. And again, if you have it on in your internet, or if you can print this out, maybe by the time we get to Mincha time, I'll be able to get someone to print this out for me. But here it is. Okay, then?
And this is not really Pinchas, this is something else?
Yeah, this is his essay, but you can't find it unless you get it in the email.
Why don't you say something?